Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support. And now it's time to relax with our coffee break.
Okay, in keeping with our coffee break, we have somebody with us who could easily slot into a singing role. But actually, today we're going to talk to him for a couple of reasons. So I'd like to introduce Dave Steele. Hiya, Dave.
Hiya, how you doing? You okay?
I'm all right, thank you.
Hi, Dave. Good to have you on the podcast and on Audio Boom. What would be really interesting, because you were talking before we started, you were telling us a little bit about your story. Would you like to tell us a bit about your story and your sight loss journey?
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Manchester. I'm 40 this year. Big birthday coming up. I've got retinitis pigmentosa, or RP for short, as I say. And it's all really came about over the last year, although I had it since birth, obviously, because it's hereditary. I was very slow in my progression from my early 20s and was in denial with it for quite a number of years, just kept it in the background, carried on with my life as normal as a lot of people do. And then it wasn't until May last year when I went on a routine eye test. I used to get checked every 2 or 3 years just to check how my progression was and how everything was going. I went into an optician's appointment last year and walked out really being diagnosed as severely sight impaired, that my RP had progressed at a fast rate since the last time I got checked, and was told that I'd never drive again. And as a result of it, lost my employment. I was working in car sales at the time, and myself and my family's world just sort of crumbled really for the last year. We had to sort of start from scratch, and obviously put us under sort of severe pressure. And since then, my eyesight has deteriorated quite a lot. I've lost the majority of my sight now, although I still have central vision. I have a small tunnel in my left eye. My left eye's deteriorated worse than the other two, or the other one, I should say. And my right eye, I've got CME in both and a small cataracts as well. So it's been quite a rapid decline over the last year. But I've come to accept it, and I'm still working day to day to carry on as best as I can.
So you were, once upon a time, you were a professional singer, weren't you?
That's correct, yeah. I was. I started off as a blue coat with Pontins when I was about 18, and toured the Holiday Parks for a little while. Then I did a couple of musicals, and then went on to the cruise ships and hotels abroad as a cabaret touring act. And then did a variety of sort of shows, doing hotels abroad, flybacks for Air Tours and Thompson's, flying out to places like Greece, Tunisia, Egypt, doing shows out there, and then doing all the major holiday parks in the UK.
Once you started to lose your sight, you were still doing some performing, and if I'm right, you actually had a bit of an overnight internet sensation as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it was strange the way it came about, actually. When I started to lose my sight, or when I was classed as severely sight impaired, I panicked, as most people do, and I asked my sister, who's got RP. She's been severely sight impaired for a number of years, lives out in San Francisco, for some advice on where to get the best information, and really to talk to people in a similar situation to me. And she put me on to Facebook and a lot of the support groups that are available on Facebook, a lot of the RP sites. And through speaking to some people on the sites, I got invited to come and attend a meeting for people with RP and Usher syndrome. For those that don't know about Usher syndrome, that's deafblind. So it's RP and hearing loss. So I got invited to go to a meeting for people with RP and Usher in Newcastle last November. And because they'd heard that I was or used to be a singer, they asked me if I'd be the entertainment for the day. So what happened was, I was trying to think of songs to do and songs that they'd enjoy. And I thought it'd be a great idea to do a song that everyone could relate to, something that'd have a bit of meaning for the people there. maybe, you know, get them involved, get them singing along, and get some sort of emotion to it as well. So I thought Stand By Me by Benny King, who just passed away a few months ago, would be a great song to do, because I like the opening line. When the night is gone and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. I thought that, you know, that's a great line, can relate to that. And then I got the idea one night to change the song, rewrite the lyrics around losing your sight. So I did that. I wrote it in about 20 minutes. I performed it at the meeting in Newcastle for the first time. And then I uploaded the video of me singing it onto YouTube and posted it on a lot of the support sites. And then from then on, the response that I got from people as far as Australia, America, Canada, all over Europe, contacted me saying that it brought them to tears. They loved the song. They played it to family members. It described exactly the way they felt. The response that I got was just incredible. And it sort of went on from there.
So we're going to take a slight pause now and we're going to hear that song, and we are going to be back with Dave right after this.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. If your eyes could see, I will become a tunnel so close. All your loved ones' faces fading, not to see. Please don't cry, just say you'll try and lend me your hand. For together we will be this our peace. Together we will be this our peace. When our sight is all but gone and lives grow dark, we are blind even though we still see. No, we won't be afraid. We won't be afraid, for together we will be this our peace. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. For together we will be this our peace. For together we will be this our peace. If ever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me. For together we will be this this I'll be.
That was really good, Dave. I've not actually seen that before, so it was good to hear you, and obviously appreciate the lyrics, what you'd written for that song. And but from that, obviously you do a lot of poetry now and things like that. And how did it sort of progress from the music into the poetry?
It's just a natural progression. I mean, the poetry that I seem to be writing, it's a good therapy for me. It helps me get my feelings out. Obviously, I had to talk with my wife about how things are, and we talk to each other, you know, as I progress through this. But it is a great therapy for me. And as I said, the response that I got from people was the same as Stand By Me. I started to do it probably about 6 months ago now, and I started writing 2 or 3 poems a week. Probably at my most, I've done maybe about 5 or 6, and I think I've got nearly 50 now. And the poems, you know, can reflect on how I'm feeling at the time, or my fears about the future, my fears about my children, and how they're going to be, you know, not just with my sight loss, but if they were to get RP when they're older, because with the type that of RP that I have, there's a 50-50, 1 in 2 chance every time that my son and my daughter could get it when they're older. I've got a 2-year-old baby boy and a 7-year-old daughter. So all these different fears that people have, I started to write poetry about it, and once again released it onto a lot of support groups. And then what happened was, a few months back, probably the beginning of the year, one of my sort of biggest supporters, who had sort of liked a lot of my poems from one of the Usher sites in America, suggested that I put together my own Facebook page where I post all my poems, any songs that I wanted to come up with, and anything that I wanted to do, I could post it all in one place, and people could, you know, come and basically get something from it from there. So I took Stand By Me, or Stand By Me RP, as I called the song that you just heard. And I used that as the title of the page, Stand By Me RP Awareness Page. And I started to post all my poems on there, as well as all the other sites. And it just about, just a couple of days ago, it hit 1,000 likes all over the world. And it seems to be growing and growing. And the opportunities that seem to be coming from my poetry now, it's just crazy, to be honest. I've written poems for charity projects out in Australia, in America. I've done interviews with visually impaired people in Colombia. It seems a bit strange here, but yeah, as far as Colombia, there's talk of me going over to America. They're trying to get me out to America and Canada over the next few months to talk, perform some of the songs, and recite some of my poems at some events out there for Foundation Fighting Blindness. But most of all, the thing that I'm proud of is the response that I get from people who read the poetry and what it means to them and how it helps them. I've had people say to me that they've kept their RP under the radar from their friends and certain family members, and hearing my poems have given the courage to actually open up and talk about it, where they've actually posted a copy of my poem on their wall, on their Facebook wall, as a way of saying, this is what I'm going through, and getting people to understand that it's not just as simple as you're either blind or you're not. There are different levels of progression of blindness, and all the fears that go through it, all the people that suffer with anxiety, as I do myself. I've not been out of the house on my own now while I wait cane training and been matched with a guide dog since last summer. So I understand, because I go through it myself. I'm, you know, I used to be a singer. I'm quite a confident person. Get me on a stage, you wouldn't know. But out in public, it's a completely different matter. I suffer with anxiety because of my rapid sight loss. It's another symptom of it, just like bumping into things and falling over. And people, you know, hearing my poetry, they feel better about it because they know it's okay to feel this way. And, you know, that's one of the good things that I do. It makes me feel proud.
That's brilliant. And we do get the best support from each other, don't we? Because nobody understands sight loss better than someone who's going through it themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. The friends that I've made and the inspirational people that I've met, Joanne Milne is one, Molly Jane Watts, I don't know if you're aware of, who's just an amazing young girl. She does a lot of awareness, and we're going to work together in the future. She's got Usher syndrome. She's 20 years old, 21 this year, and she talks at events. She spoke at Harvard. She's just written a children's book where she's illustrated the pictures and done the words herself, and she's deafblind. And it's amazing the people, you know, that you do meet. You know, I've like a lot of people who go through sight loss, sometimes you find out who your friends and your family actually really are. You lose a lot of people, the people that aren't really there for you, but the people that come into your life through it, it's just been amazing.
So when you hit 1,000 likes on your page, you wanted to celebrate that with something a little bit special, didn't you? And do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I did. I thought I needed to do something special, as you said there, to sort of commemorate hitting 1,000, because it just blows my mind that, you know, I've got all these people listening, and I know the page is going to grow and grow, but every one of those likes, every, you know, comment I get on a poem or a song means so much to me, because it's not like, you know, a funny video of a cat falling over, or, you know, these viral videos you get where, you know, they'll get a couple of million just for nothing. Every single person that reads poems, it means something to them, and the response it gets, it means so much to me, and it gives me so much as well as what it gives to them. So yeah, I came up with the idea that I was going to do another song, because I've been asking people who were part of the page that what they wanted to see, and they wanted to have more music. Obviously, me changing the lyrics to songs or writing original stuff in order to raise awareness for RP and Ushers. So I chose the song Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, because it's a song that's been very popular over the last year. It means a lot to me. I sang it at my wedding when I got married on New Year's Eve, just gone. And I rewrote the lyrics a few nights ago in bed, and changed the words. And I posted the first verse as a little teaser a few days before hitting 1,000, and then put the full song up there as soon as I hit 1,000, and hopefully plan to record it over the next few weeks.
We obviously want to feature your poetry as well, so you're going to we're going to finish with you reading one of your poems, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, I've written quite a few so far, which hopefully, fingers crossed, I've got a few things in the pipeline at the moment where we're looking at doing a book, because I know a lot of people have been asking, and it's getting that way where I've got enough now. So hopefully there'll be a book available soon, fingers crossed. But the poem I'd like to read is one I've written today, actually. And the response that I've had so far has been really, really good. There's a lot of poems there, you know, available for you to all read if you go onto my Facebook page, which is obviously the Stand By Me RP awareness page. Everything's posted on there. But this is one I've written today. My world is disappearing right before my very eyes. And as the tunnel gets much smaller, another part of me now dies. Can't believe that this is happening. Never thought it would be me. For all my trials that I've been through in this life, certain I'd see. But it seems I took for granted all the days I had full sight. Should have seen so many places. Should have gone out more at night. Wish I'd looked more at the stars and all world's most wondrous things. Now rely on my imagination for all the problems blindness brings. Still I'm grieving for the future, ever longing for the past, waking up each day and wondering if these sights will be my last. No, I'm cutting myself off from the world to spare the pain, find it hard to see in sunshine, find it hard to see in rain. Feel I've lost my place in line, all because I've fading vision. But I need to make this fine, need to make it my life's mission. Have to build a new foundation, new direction in my life. Have to do it for my children, have to do it for my wife. I will stand up now for others whose life's door has firmly shut. Be my sisters and my brothers, no more days in comfy rut. Words will open heart and soul by showing my example. Focus now on every goal, feeling brave to take a gamble. So if days get hard, you've played your cards and the walls are closing in. Hope these words will make sense, pull down defense, and you never give in. Just stand by me and you will see, and blind will fight as one. Together, sightless friend, always depend, long after vision's gone.
That was brilliant. Thank you ever so much for that, Dave. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
You're very welcome.
Anybody wants to read more of Dave's poetry, just search for that page on Facebook. If you have any problems, get in touch with us and we can put you in touch with Dave and help you get on that page.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.